Bennett leans against the opposite side of the roped-off queue line with his hands in his pockets, looking down at Ruby with a smile. "They are, aren't they?" she asks. I put my phone in my pocket. Thankfully, only Ruby noticed the call, so I shake it from my mind. I smile and laugh. "Roses, Bennett?" I ask, sipping from my styrofoam cup. "Really?" Simple conversation. I can do this. I am the queen of this. In fact, I am determined to have a fun, perfect night at Honeywood Fun Park, surrounded by my favorite, most perfect people in the world. The fabulous flashing lights of the roller coasters as they soar down their tracks through the pitch-black sky are perfect. The warm blanket of a humid summer night is perfect. The sweet bite of bottomless honey iced tea, with some additional fun juice added for good measure, is perfect. It is close to midnight, and I'm nowhere near close to having an imperfect night. My yoga side business had its most profitable month so far. That was also perfect, and we're celebrating under a starry evening at Hollywood's employee night. Except my mind snags on my phone once more as it buzzes in my pocket. I wonder if Do Not Call left a voicemail. "Theo, do you have some more, you know?" My other friend, Quinn, raises her eyebrows with a smile after tugging off her cup lid. "Yes, perfect. More alcohol will shake him from my mind." "Absolutely I do," I say, pulling out the purple floral flask out of my pocket and emptying some into her cup.
"Y'all, come on,"
Lorelai says, pulling her eyebrows in. "Just because you don't like fun," Quinn says with a laugh, "doesn't mean we don't." Lorelai, one of our closest friends and the general manager in training at Honeywood Fun Park, doesn't want us drinking at the park. And since we're in line at said park with her, and considering that I'm Honeywood's ride supervisor, Quinn is the stage manager, and even Bennett is the head of maintenance, we should probably be a better example of professionalism. But instead, I drop a wee bit more into my cup. Lorelai snorts in disapproval. "Oops." I pocket the flask and it hits the dormant phone next to it. My thoughts reel. Do Not Call called. He called. I take a long slurp of my drink, the dregs of it dragging through the straw between the bits of ice. Him, him, him.
"I don't see what the big deal is about roses," Bennett says.
"Too cliche,"
Ruby says with a scrunched nose.
"Well, do you have any better suggestions, Rubes?" he asks, leaning toward Ruby with a grin.
She crosses her arms and gives a sweetly defiant smile. At least, as defiant as she is capable of. Compared to Bennett's tattooed arms and long black hair, she looks like a tiny red-headed fairy out to tame the big bad monster.
"I just don't think Jolene would appreciate them," she says.
"Why your fiancé put you in charge of flowers anyway baffles me," Quinn says.
Lorelai smiles.
"Maybe she thinks he has good taste."
"Have you seen Bennett? He hasn't cut his hair since the 2000s.
"Hey!"
"I've seen Bennett," I say, reaching out as if to touch his hair. "And I quite like his beautiful locks. They're Viking Vogue."
"Mountain man modern,"
Lorelai says.
"All the rage rock and roll rebel."
"Nice one," Bennett says, giving Ruby a high five.
"But no roses,"
Ruby says with a pointed finger.
"Seriously," Quinn says, her arms crossed. "Don't."
Bennett sighs.
"Then what?"
"Just get tulips," I say.
"Why tulips?"
I shrug. "If I were getting married, I'd want those." The second the words leave my mouth, Bennett's head swivels to me.
"What?"
I ask innocently, but I can't help the sly smile that tugs at my lips, the secret that flows between us. It gets weirdly quiet among our little fivesome, so I pull in an obnoxious slurp from my drink like a kid at a movie theater. I make the awkward moment more awkward. It's my only defense mechanism.
"Yeah, do Theo a solid,"
Quinn says, tossing her finished drink in a nearby trash can.
"She'll never walk down the aisle."
"Exactly," I say, lifting my chin with a laugh. The words aren't meant to burn, and they don't, because